Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 17th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and a half at 5.28, December wheat up a penny at 7.14, and November beans down 8¾ cents at 12.87 and a quarter. We did have a new sale, 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. Unfortunately, though, the Chinese have bought 4 to 6 cargoes of Brazilian beans. They were concerned about what was happening at the port of New Orleans. They bought those beans out of Brazil. This is the time of year where we really should be ramping up exports to China. And in fact, you know, we see this 132, you know, give or take, you know, a few bushels here or there, just about every day. But it's not the big numbers we're hoping to see. And the fact that they've got some beans from Brazil just puts another knock into the idea that the USDA export numbers are going to be what they are. In fact, a lot of people are now budgeting in lower exports. That raises the carryouts, and we could be certainly pushing 200 million bushels on the carryouts now, plus the additional yield. The weather in Australia remains dry. That's supporting the wheat. It's dry in the western part of the United States. That's supporting the wheat to some extent. Obviously, with France cutting their crops, Canada cutting their crops, things are a little bit tighter in wheat probably right now than any place else. For the week, wheat's been up 24 cents, corn up 12, beans were up 9.5 cents, but gave back a lot of that overnight. We're seeing some delays in harvest down in the Delta region. It's been awful wet down there. There's still some rains here and there. And that's slowing harvest. We're supposed to get pretty good rains here between now and Tuesday across the Midwest. That will slow harvest down a little bit as well. You know, overall, I've got the funds along about 240,000 contracts of corn out here. I think it's too much. Fundamentally, I don't see the justification for corn and beans rallying in here. But technically, the markets have looked pretty good up until last night. The sell-off in the beans turns things a little bit. I would say if we can close corn, December corn or November beans over the 50-day moving average, then we've got a chance at rallying in this market. The bean oil was down 40 ticks with the crude oil being down 81 cents a barrel overnight. Meal was also $1.70 lower. We're only about $6 away there from a new low for this leg of the move in the meal. The dollar is basically steady, pushing back up toward 93 cents. We're up 2 ticks at 92.93. So that's certainly putting a little bit of damper on things as well. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.